Welcome to episode 103 of the Analog Assault Podcast. This week we're talking about Gamescom and Destiny 2 reveal. Let's go!
You're listening to Analog Assault, a video game podcast by Mulehorn Gaming.
I see, but an underdog here with me. What's up, underdog?
What's up, man?
It's nice to have you back on the podcast, man.
He's here for once.
He's here.
I'm very impressed with Neil's poem. I wonder how long he was sitting on that.
He probably wrote it this morning.
I did it like off the top of my head immediately. That's
wow. Very yeah, good.
What you don't see is on his desk how many times he had to rewrite it, though, before he actually got here just to say that.
No credit. Yeah. Dang. No credit given here.
Zero.
So tonight, guys, we have Radical with us. We have Scarecrow with us and Underdog with us. And we're going to be talking a little bit about Gamescom and, of course, Destiny 2. In just a moment, though, we'll get to that.
We'll get to that in just a moment. A little bit later.
We'll show that a little bit later in the show. It's a little housekeeping here. But first, a little housekeeping here. If you like the content you hear and also see, hit that smash button here right here on Twitch to support MHG and keep the lights on. And you can watch us live every Thursday night at twitch.tv/Mulehorn Gaming at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. So, dudes and dudette, how's your weeks been? What you been doing? What you been playing? What you been watching?
Oh, it's been intense. Intense. Again, what have I not played? But yeah, pulled up a little bit back. Been playing a whole lot of Warframe this week. New update came out on Tuesday. enjoying that. They showed that off at Gamescom, which is a little weird. Dog and I kind of thought about. But then I was thinking, like, well, who knows? They didn't have the exact release date back when they probably added it to the Gamescom lineup, so whatever.
Yeah,
but enjoying that. Been playing just a little bit of Destiny, just at least getting my weeklies done. I finally hit 1060 on every gear.
There you go.
Slot.
Nice.
Which is
nice.
Really nice. And it makes it nice because now, if I want to go, say, I need some more 1060s in a certain slot, I can just go to the Prismatic Recaster with my Umbral Engrams and try to roll something for one of those slots, and they all drop 1060.
There you go.
That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Really nice.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah. But so, yeah, I've cut down way. Just been playing a couple things this week.
Wow.
Yeah. Which is shocking.
Down to like four.
I don't know what happened. Eight. Are you the same pro that I've known for this long time?
I don't know. I've been watching a few things, too.
Okay, that's acceptable then.
Yeah, been watching, they added Persona 5, the anime, onto Funimation, so just enjoying that. You can definitely tell that they really made that around the game. Like, there's scenes where it's like, okay, this could have been just a straight-up cutscene from the game during a fight. Like,
right.
This is like an in-battle little, like, few seconds. Like, but I'm enjoying it. It's an interesting story.
Nice.
For
sure.
What about you guys?
Well, I have been playing a lot of Destiny. Not really this week, but over the past few weeks, I've been playing a lot of Destiny. I got all of my Majestic gear done. Not the glows, or whatever the heck it's called, but I did get all three sets of the Majestic gear. Nice. Solstice of Heroes is a stupid event, but I like those kinds of events. For those of you who don't know, I grinded all of Guardian games. So I was like, if I can do Guardian games, I can do anything. Mm-hmm. So I went and got all of those armor pieces and a quick, like, fun piece of info. I've recently, a couple different times, played Trials and some Crucible with Ms. 5000 Watts, so that was really fun.
Nice.
That was awesome. I held my own. She's very good. You know, I was like watching her play and I was like, where is she? Where'd she go? I don't even know where she is now. And then at the end of the game, she'd have like 78 kills. So, but it was really fun. And then I've also been playing The Witcher, not The Witcher 3, but The Witcher. So I have been playing that. Yep. I've been doing a YouTube Let's Play of that because I've never played The Witcher. So I'm doing that blind. And I am posting it on YouTube, slight plug. It's been fun. I was kind of worried because it's only mouse and keyboard, but they make it really easy where you just like point and click, which is great. So the combat's weird, but it's pretty good for a 2007 game. So that's been fun. Have I been playing anything else? A little bit of Rogue Company, a little bit of Apex because the new season dropped. But mostly Witcher and mostly thank you, Fake. Mostly Witcher and mostly Destiny. And then I have massively been watching Legend of Korra on Netflix. Oh. I've watched it. I've watched the whole series before. And I knew which seasons I liked. I actually did a rewatch of 1 and 2 a couple years ago when it was on Amazon. And then it came on Netflix, which is great. It was time finally. And so I actually binged in like a day season 3, which is the best season of that show. And I got through about, I don't know, a third of season 4 yesterday. So I'll probably finish it off. And it's a great show. If you guys liked Avatar The Last Airbender, the show, not the movie, and you have not watched Korra, watch Korra because it's great. It's different, but it's really, really good. And they do a great job of tying it together. So that's what I've been up to.
I think it's a tie between season 3 and 4. There's a lot of good things in 4 that happen.
Yeah, no, for sure. And what's interesting is like, as I've been rewatching it, I'm realizing that it doesn't like lose steam from season 3. Like I think season 2 was kind of weak because it was a little bit abstract. But the, season 3 is so good, and then season 4 just keeps going. And Kuvira, no spoilers for those who haven't watched it, but like Kuvira is such a, she's fun in a really intense way.
She's a good character, but in the wrong ways.
Correct. Yeah. So
right on.
What about you, Underdog? What you doing?
Well, you could probably actually guess. I mean, this is going to be probably no shock to anybody been playing Destiny.
Holy cow.
I too got all the gear. The only thing I'm missing is the 7 trials wins for just overall. Like I've got it for my hunter, but I just need it for the Titan. If I do it once on my Titan, then I'll have all the glows and be done with it. So that's exciting. I got 1060 on the hunter, which I'm not going to try to mess with the others. I'm just happy with that. I would say I played a little bit of Fall Guys. Fall Guys is a lot of fun. If you've not tried it, you need to try it. It's goofy. It's a lot of fun. You know, shout out to Shaky. Shaky was the one that kind of got me into that and got me hooked on it. It was great. A lot of fun. Just a bunch of shenanigans.
Yeah.
Also been playing a little bit of Horizon Zero Dawn on PC. Even amidst of all the problems within its optimization, it is still fun. It is a beautiful world. It's just, it runs really, really high on my PC. And it just, it hurts it. I know it does. So I can't play for very long.
Yeah, someone actually in my community gifted me that game today. I like logged into my computer and saw that someone had bought it for me. And I started... I started crying because it's like my second favorite game of all time. Like it's such a beautiful game. And I was just like blown away. And after I was like, you know, done being so grateful and appreciative, I was like, is my computer going to be able to run this game? Like what? Oh my God. So I'm one of those people that like, I'll take a hit in the graphics. I'll probably play it on like medium or something. Like I don't want to run it too hard.
Honestly, it still looks great on medium. What you run into is like it'll be really heavy in not CPU. It will run heavy GPU, but you will sacrifice a few things. Like you can sacrifice clouds, you can sacrifice water, and you'll run a little bit better and a little bit smoother, but it can still, at least for me, it'll hitch up. It can do some screen tearing. You just have to play with it a little bit and then it'll get consistent and play better. If it crashes, at that point, I'm just like, okay, I was done at that point.
Yeah.
But
yeah, well, we'll see. I'm there for every game. Like, the graphics are important, of course, but like, I'm there for the story. So as long as it looks pretty, which at this point all games look pretty, even if it's running on low, I'll be fine. So it'll be great.
Oh yeah. And I've been watching Get Smart. I don't know if anybody knows what that is, but I've been watching Get Smart, the original TV show from the 1960s. Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah.
The original show. That's the original show. Cool.
Wow. So my wife and I have been working through that, and we're on season 3, I do believe. And yeah, so it's been fun. It's a show I used to grow up on. And
yeah, that's great.
It's a lot of fun.
Have you seen the movie that came out?
I have, and it doesn't do it justice.
No, I'm sure it doesn't.
It just doesn't do it justice.
No, I'm sure it doesn't.
That much.
I know, but that movie, though, when it came out, man, I love Anne Hathaway. So I was like, I thought it was great. I actually watched it when I flew to Israel last year. I was like, oh, this is on my flight? Great. This is 2 hours that I'm going to be super happy about. So awesome.
Very nice.
Yeah.
All right, Emil, what have you been playing? I'm going to take a wild guess and say something deserves an R.
Maybe. Rogue Company.
I actually thought something else.
He's been playing Roblox, right? Roblox?
What were you thinking? What were you thinking, Crow?
Actually, did I see someone playing some Fall Guys?
I was playing Fall Guys. I was playing with Shaky. I was playing with Shaky the other night while he was streaming. And I was like, oh, I'll get it. Because we were playing Rogue Company together. I was like, fine, I'll get it. It's $20. And I learned that, you know, you can like grab onto people. And so like,
Grabber. No, you're not a grabber, are you?
I was right behind Shaky at the start and we started. He was like, what the hell? I was like, he's like, why can't I move? I was like, cause I got you. I was like, just holding on to him. He's like, dang it, Mule. So we've already started the shenanigans there, but I'm getting the hang of it. It's pretty fun. It's pretty cute. I think my kids would really love to play it as well. I don't know if there's couch co-op with it or whatnot, but
as far as I know, I don't think there
is.
No,
there's not.
But is it crossplay?
No, it's only
not
on PC.
Not yet.
Yeah.
It's on PS4 as well.
Oh, that's PS4. That's right.
And it's supposed to be free last month. At some point,
it was free on PS4 last month. I actually snagged it on PS4 because I was like, well, I'll give it a shot, and at least it's free.
Yeah, it's I've been having a lot of fun with that. And of course, playing Rogue Company like crazy, man. That's my PvP fix. I'm loving it.
I got some collats the other night as Phantom. Felt good.
Yeah. Once you get the hang of it, because it's a third person shooter, so it's different. It's a lot of peeker game. Mm-hmm. You can't just run out into the middle and expect to survive because you'll get team shot. But you can, like, run and gun. You just have to know map awareness and things like that. But we're getting pretty good, man. I've been playing with Clouds and Ace and Shaky a lot. And Mad Dog jumped in with us the other night. And we had this super sweaty match where we were actually, like, Clouds was like, hey, I played these guys in competition. They're actually, like, a team that plays together as competition. Yeah.
I was in the stream watching it during that.
Dude, we were playing demo, and so it's the best of 7, right? And they get up 5-0, and they are just stomping us.
Oh, yeah.
And teabagging, toxic. Like, we're all just like, whatever, man. We're gonna come back. We came all the way back and beat them 7-5. And right there at the end, we were just like, taste these nuggets, baby! We were just done. We were like, we got them! So, Rogue Company has been like, hitting that sweat for me, you know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, just like it, just it's like hitting that sweat. I will say I have been playing Destiny as well, because I have my Hunter armor, except I have the legendary finished. I don't have the masterworks. Mm-hmm. Masterwork, there we go. And I start on my Titan, and I'm almost done with my legendary on my Titan. So
very nice.
Yeah, so
once you finish those sets, it takes, it's like you snap your fingers, man, and the sets are done. It feels so good.
So yeah. much faster. And quick shout out to the dad here for the sub. Appreciate it, brother.
I want to point out the fact that, you know, you said hit the sweat. I feel like that needs to be a t-shirt.
It does.
I don't know. You're going to see me mouth it. I was just, like,
can I put on my blue headband and my, no, my blue sunglasses for that one? I can put them on.
No.
Golly. Yeah.
Everybody unsub right now.
Yeah. I'm going to do it right now while live on stream. I'm just going to go ahead and click unsub.
Yeah. Exactly.
Unfollow, unsub, hit the sweat.
But I did start a show and it's amazing. I mean, I know how it ends because everyone knows how it ends, but I started a show I've never watched. What's that? And that's, the wife and I watched the first episode of Sopranos.
Very good.
Yeah. And they made me want to, you know, talk like an Italian or whatever, you know. I need some cannoli.
Oh,
okay.
Oh boy.
But it was great, man. That first episode was really good. I liked it. I was like, man, this is a good mobster show. So so we're probably going to be working our way through that on our off nights and whatnot. So, but guys,
one other thing before we move on that I have been watching a lot of, but I haven't been playing.
We'll get to Destiny in just
a minute.
We'll get to Destiny in a bit, but first I want to talk about this.
Yeah.
One thing I've been watching a lot of this week is actually New World.
Oh, okay.
New Amazon game. I've been watching a lot of gameplay of that.
Yes.
And
what do you think of it?
At first, like, before this, whatever you want to call it, beta or whatever, pre-order, alpha, or whatever, I wasn't really interested. I was just like, it's another MMO. But now that I've been watching it a bit, I'm definitely a lot more interested. It's a lot different. It's not tab targeting, which instantly is a plus for me. Full action. Tab targeting is like you lock onto a character or an enemy and you just you attack that. It's not free. Like movement.
You can't on
your attacks.
Sure.
Also, there are no classes. It's just you pick up a weapon and you can use it. Now you're gonna spec into different points, like to make kind of what you want to be your build eventually, but there's no like specific builds. You level up those weapons by just using them. And some of the audio is just hilarious. So like you can use weapons. There are different type of weapons are swords, axes, you have a shield, rifles, oddly, and magic stabs. Well, the magic stabs are pretty funny. So I've been watching K-Magic a lot, and there's one spell that when you cast it, I don't know what the heck the guy is yelling, but it sure as heck sounds like he's yelling dog smeller. And it just rains down these meteors of fire. And it's just like, they just lift up their spear or their staff and they're like, dog smeller. I'm like, what the? And him and everyone else just laughing. Also you can, obviously most MMOs, you can fast travel, teleport someplace.
Yeah.
When you do that, it literally sounds like your character's skin is being ripped off. They're screaming their head off, bloody murder. And it's just so weird, but hilarious at the same time.
Yeah.
But other than that, it looks pretty good. I'm interested to see more. I might try it if there's ever like a free thing or.
Yeah.
Love to see.
This is Amazon,
I signed
right?
up for it.
Yep. This is the Amazon game.
Amazon. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, and shout out to Frame. Appreciate those subs, man, the gifted subs. And he asks a really good question is, can you trust Amazon MMO, though? I mean,
that's exactly what I'm wondering.
Yeah, I mean, oh, we made Crucible. Enjoy. Oh, wait, never mind. Just joking, you know.
Crow just laughed at my joke, everybody, please, on the record.
Thank you. Yeah.
Crow never laughs at my jokes.
I didn't even hear it. So I'm sad I didn't hear it.
See?
Okay. Frame asks, can you really trust an Amazon MMO? And I said, I bet it delivers.
Is it Prime, though?
Crow is smiling.
He's trying to fight it. He's really trying to fight it.
Thank you, the dad.
From what I've seen, they have been doing very well, though. Like, K-Magic was saying that it was up within 10 minutes of when the servers were supposed to go live and never had any issues. They went down for a little bit today so they do scheduled maintenance, but they've been doing amazing.
Like, they got those servers Amazon are cloud not servers. A problem.
Yeah, exactly.
Amazon it's like cloud servers ain't gonna be a problem at all.
No.
Yeah. I'm a little worried though when I watch that game, now that we're kind of brought it up, we're kind of talking about it, but like it looks a little hollow to me. Like as I watch it, I've watched probably, I would say around 4 hours or so of gameplay from other streamers. And I know it's like a beta, so maybe that's why it feels that way. But for an MMO, I was hoping it'd be a little more full, if that makes sense. So
yeah. It could be the fact that it's just a beta. I mean, at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely an older build.
And it kind of sounds like they're trying to find who they are a little bit. So that could be why. So we'll see.
Yeah.
It was on my radar for a week, and then once I learned more about what it was, I was like, I don't know, that's a pass for me. But I like that I saw in the chat that Frame was saying that there's some bigger streamers playing it, so it does give it the opportunity for people to watch it and make a decision about if they'd like to, you know, give it a shot or commit.
I want to say Broman played it.
Yeah, Kevin, Broman, Goth, Callie, they've all been playing it this week.
There's a lot of people.
Shroud was playing it too.
That's kind of
my guess is I don't know if it was if they were getting, you know,
sponsored,
but
they weren't. Yeah. Well, as far as I was listening, like no one ever mentioned anything about a sponsored stream.
Good. Okay, that's good.
They were just interested in playing it.
Fair.
Yeah. I think right now you can play it with either if you applied for access early for a beta. Or if you pre-order, you can play it. So,
Yeah.
And then also, like, the streamers that are playing it have been giving out some codes.
Oh, nice. Did not know that.
I'm sorry, I'm yawning. Didn't Goth give out, like, 200 codes?
Jeez.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't.
Wow. I thought he did. I follow Goth on Facebook, so he was like, here's 200 codes or something. First come, first serve.
Dang.
Go get it.
Yeah.
And Papa Smurf brought up a good point. He said Summit 1 playing an MMO without being asked. Like, that's a valid point. That's a valid point.
Some of them might be. So. Not all of them, but some of them might be.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they even played Grounded when it came out. I mean, it's possible that those group of guys, and we're kind of off a tangent here, but we'll get to Destiny in a minute. We'll get there.
It's just in a minute. We're going to get to it right after this.
A little bit later in the show.
They very well could have been sponsored. They could have been said, hey, could you play this as for some visibility? And if you like it, then, you know, you can.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's know, support it that way. We talked about this a couple of streams ago. That's like no dig on them. Like, good for them, you know.
Yeah.
They're making, doing it, working it.
So, guys, we'll talk about Destiny just a little bit later in the show.
A little bit later.
Of course, if you guys haven't picked up on it, we're kind of making fun of Gamescom. Like, what the heck? Like, it's felt like every few seconds.
Oh, boy.
Like, as we
every few seconds.
We're going to show you this, but
we're going to get to Fall Guys Season 2, Ratchet and Clank gameplay. We're going to get to Destiny 2. Okay, guys.
It's like,
we know.
There's more. It's like, geez, man, just show me.
It's not the more you want.
No.
Yeah. So, Gamescom, what's the big games that, like, really stuck out to you guys? I mean, honestly, wasn't a lot. There wasn't a lot there.
Yeah.
I mean,
there wasn't a lot.
But what was the Shazam? The sparkly. They got the squirrel jeans running for you. Like, ooh, I need to play that right now.
I don't know about you. I don't have squirrel jeans. I think that's only a mule thing, even though those two animals don't even.
Now, anyway, are they made of squirrels?
I've been playing and finishing a lot of games. Thank you very much.
Okay.
2020 is the year of finishing games. Thank you very much.
I have a comment, but that's all right.
Yeah.
The comment somewhere in your 25 hours of The Witcher 3.
No. I mean, I can't finish a game that's bad.
I'm just kidding you. You are,
whoa.
Unsub again. If you can double unsub again.
Yeah. Resub so they can just unsub.
Yeah, resub and unsub again for a second time. And then follow and unfollow for a second time.
Anyway, I'll kick it off. So to answer your question, I'm going to say Destiny, of course, Beyond Light, but I'm not going to talk too much about it because I want Underdog do that because he's not on the podcast very often. So I'm going to let Underdog talk about Destiny. But I was stoked for it. I know we're going to go into it in more detail, and I'm going to give my which character I'm most excited for may shock some people. But I also liked the Dragon Age stuff. I know that we didn't get a ton of info, but we got enough. Like the way they kind of slipped in some cool Easter eggs about the new game. So there was a really cool shot of like them, like kind of their silhouettes, like walking towards the camera, and that's like kind of who I took as, okay, that's gonna be my team, those are gonna be my companions. And then when they were showing, I don't remember the names exactly, but when they were showing some of the voice actors, Solas, we already for those of you who play Dragon Age Inquisition, I hope all of us assumed that Solas would be back, but they kind of showed some new names and some new you know, characters. So that was kind of cool. So even though they didn't show really anything about what it was going to be about or when it's coming out or what it really is, they did give a pretty good indication of like, hey, this is happening. We're making a new game. It's a new adventure, kind of, you know, related to Solas's story and, you know, him going wild. And, you know, I was trying to think of a good way to put that. I don't like to use the word crazy. So like going wild and whatever. And just as a side note, at the very beginning of that, when the developer was like, Solas is one of those characters that you either wanted to kill or you wanted to marry or you wanted to do both to, I was that person right in the middle. My first playthrough, I was a female elf. And I was like, Solas, you're so gro, my gosh. No, you're not, sir. No, you're not. But I still love you, I think. But I think I'm going to kill you. I'm not sure how I feel about it. So I was like, wow, these people just called me out right in the middle of this. And then the other thing that I thought looked great was Ratchet and Clank. That looked great. I liked the first, or not the first one. I'm saying that wrong. The one on PS4 I've played. I've not played the originals, but the one on PS4 was great. It was very fun, very easy, and just mindless in a good way. Like, just you go along. It's cute. You get a little robot dude. So that looks fun too. I think that's really nice for the fans of that series. But those stuck out to me. The paladin chick in the World of Warcraft comic book narrative seemed great. I'd play her in D&D if I could, but otherwise I was not very impressed by much.
It was just kind of a show. Destiny was a top one for me, but like I said, we'll talk about that again here in a little bit. Ratchet and Clank was a great thing. I played the original ones, and I loved the diversity of guns that they have within Ratchet and Clank, and it made the game fun. It made it, you know, unique. You could use different guns, you could use dual wielding, different things like that, and eventually you could play as Clank. Hopefully they do the same thing in this new one to where you can play as Clank. It kind of looks like it because they kind of get separated between different universes. So I know that was enjoyable for me when I played it, so it'd be really cool to see that. Squadrons looked interesting. I heard it kind of classified as more of a cartoon style game of Star Wars. And I was like, I don't really see that, but it looked interesting as far as like what it was. You could either play, you know, kind of the good versus bad kind of situation and just.
It reminds me, I'm trying to remember the name of the, I think it was Crimson Skies.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
One of the older, like, dogfighting games. Like, it almost seems like they're trying to make Crimson Skies but Star Wars. Nothing wrong with that. I just don't think it's gonna be just, I mean, all flying. There's no boots on the ground stuff. If this was like an expansion onto Battlefront, I'd be a lot more interested because then I already own it and then I can just buy this DLC or add-on. But I'm definitely going to watch it, see when it comes out, see how it is. Maybe we'll get lucky and it'll be on Game Pass. Not, though.
Yeah, that's probably a little bit of a stretch. One more would be, two more, I guess. Crash 4, I've been a Crash game lover for a long time. Loved them. Yep. I thought they were great. I would buy them 10,000 times over if given the opportunity, just because even though they're simple and they don't require a whole lot, you just kind of play it, simple platformer. And then I don't really like the game, but the title and the history behind it kind of piqued my interest. This would be Call of Duty, the Cold War.
Yeah.
Just because I'm a history buff kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
And it piqued my interest. I'm wondering, how are they going to fix all this? What are they going to do? You know, it piqued my interest in that regard. Will I ever play it? No.
Probably. It looked beautiful.
Oh, yeah. It looked amazing. There's no doubt about that. But I can't do it.
It's more Call of Duty. As our community, we've kind of, for the majority, moved away from Call of Duty, and it's kind of surprising, because I know for like me and Underdog, other than Destiny, that's where we got our like most hours in when we first started playing together.
Black Ops 2?
You guys come play Ghost, Rogue Company with
actually.
I do want to play it.
We got 60 codes.
I've got it. See, the thing is, Mule, you guys use Discord, and my system was not set up, but I actually got my Elgato fixed and everything, so now I can play on my Xbox using Discord and everything, so now I'm good to go. I've been doing that all week. That's how I knew you were playing Fall Guys, because I'm sitting there playing Warframe just on my Xbox, and all of a sudden, I still get the notifications for Steam. I'm like, what the? He's on Fall Guys?
Yeah.
But what else?
Outriders.
I'm still like really looking forward to that. They didn't really show us anything new, because we actually had an Outriders stream this week.
Yeah.
And they showed off some more stuff there. I'm still looking forward to it. They didn't really show off much. They showed off some Warframe, but I've obviously been playing that. There was one game, I'm trying to remember what it was, but it was like a battle arena mechs.
Oh,
I don't remember what it was called. Override or something?
I got a lot of Overwatch vibes from that.
Yeah, and apparently that's the sequel. And I've seen the first one on Xbox. I just never knew what it was. It just looked weird.
Yeah.
But seeing the gameplay, it looked like something I'd play around with a little bit.
Sure.
Other than that, Destiny, but we'll get to that later.
Well, we're going to get to that a little bit later in the show, you guys. Don't worry. Yeah. A little bit later in the show.
Of course, for me... Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Greg.
I was going to say, I'm not a huge Dragon Age fan, but from what I saw, I was definitely impressed. Like, it's still a ways off, sadly, you can tell.
Yeah.
But I'm interested to see what happens with it.
Yeah. I was waiting for a remaster announcement, but
yeah,
I think it's still coming. I mean, that Twitter post, I don't know, that's pretty promising.
I was a little upset, though, with Bethesda's showcase. All they showed off was the Doom expansion.
Yeah. Bethesda in a weird spot, I think.
Yeah, basically all they have right now is they've got Doom and ESO.
Well, it's interesting because a few years ago when they did the greatest reveal of all time with their Elder Scrolls 6, like, no, they did that whole like 20-minute thing about Blades.
Yeah.
For that mobile show, and then they did Elder Scrolls 6, which was great. Which was great. I watched the reaction to that frequently because it makes me cry. I have a long history of Skyrim is very important to me, but Starfield is something that they like just kind of announced and said like, oh, it's an alpha and it's playable and blah blah blah, and we just like not heard about it. And
we haven't heard anything else.
We could have a whole conversation about Mass Effect, blah, 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 and I know we have other stuff to do, and I'm not following the notes, but there's a huge hole in the space drama genre in gaming, and like Starfield is right there. Like,
yeah,
somebody needs to fill the void. So, but we can get into that.
We haven't even seen anything on it. We have a title.
I feel good about it. I don't know about the title. You feel good about the title. There was that cool little animation of the thing.
It looks cool.
Getting stuck into cool. a black hole. Yeah. It looks good, man. Don't at me.
When I saw Dragon Age, I freaked out. And I'm not going to yell like I did when it happened, but I was like, Dragon Age, y'all! Dragon Age! Like,
That's good.
So freaking excited because I love Dragon Age. It's
so good.
Where you Jimmy's wrestled.
I mean, it's kind of like, it's Dragon Age is kind of like Mass Effect for me. It's just one of those games that like kind of molded me as a gamer, you know? It's just so freaking good. So it was really cool to see some of the concept art and see some of the stuff they're working on and see Casey Hudson. And I kept thinking, you know, being a fanboy, I'm just like, man, I've met Casey Hudson. I've shook his hand. met that guy. That's right there. I'm like, oh, just fanboying the whole time, you know? But Dragon Age is definitely the one that was like the thing that made it for me on this Gamescom. I will say I'm not a Sims player, but that Star Wars Sims game.
That looked so fun.
That looked cool.
It looked interesting.
That looked so dope. I forgot about that. Thank you for reminding me.
I think I'm going to play that. Like, I seriously think I'm going to play that over Squadrons. Like,
I'll buy Sims to play that. That looks so dope.
I made a comment in our chat earlier today during the show. I was like, it's a little weird because it's like the Sims don't talk.
Yeah.
They make weird noises. Yeah. Like weird sounds. Yeah. And I'm sitting there like, this fits, but it doesn't.
Yeah.
And the fact that R2-D2 is the most, like, vocal understandable person in that whole trailer.
Yeah,
it's kind of funny.
I'm excited for it, man. I think I'm gonna play it. Squadrons, I'm still on the fence, man. I think
those flying games are tough.
I think the flying's gonna be a little too overcomplicated. Watching some of the videos from our friends Anchor and Your Anthem, I don't know. I like the way it is in Battlefront 2, like it's not overly complicated. It still adds flavor and things like that. And I know they had to spice it up a little bit, but I kind of agree. I think it was Dog that brought it up or Krug. I would like to see it as an expansion on Battlefront 2 rather than its own standalone because I think it would just do a lot better that way. But other than that, and this wasn't shown at Gamescom, but it was shown early in the week, but Outriders is going to be a day one buy for me because that thing gives me like Mass Effect vibes when I watch it, like Mass Effect multiplayer vibes. And I'm like, I want to play this. I love third person shooters. I want to play it. I'd like sign me up right now. So, that's going to be a must buy for me. But other than that, the other big thing that was big for me was Destiny 2. We're here. We're here, guys.
Finally.
We're here, finally. Destiny 2 reveal. Yeah. So we're all Destiny players. You guys obviously are a little stronger on the Destiny side than I am. I enjoy it. Not as hardcore as you guys. So I want to get y'all's thoughts. What did you think when you saw this? Were you going like, oh.
I had my OBS up and running. I told Crow, I was like, I've got this thing. I'm going to record it, you know, even though they're going to release it. And, you know, I'm going to just have it so I can just comb through it as much as I can.
Yeah.
Oh, and boy.
You're
on the phone.
I was. So context, I had a phone call with a client at 1:30 that lasted only about 20 minutes. And I was like, great, I'm going to record my reaction to the Destiny thing. It's 2:00. It's going to be great. and then I pressed record in slobs. And at like 3:00, I was like, where the bleep is this Destiny content? Like, I have the recording of me like in my camera. Like, where is it? And I, at one point, and I had a phone call at 3:30, and I was like, this is terrible. And as soon as I was on that phone call, I like look over because my work computer is right here. And so I like looked over and I was like, the Destiny stuff is on screen. So, when I went back and watched it, I'm looking forward to it. I know we're going to get into it a little bit more in a second, but like one thing really stands out to me more so than the others, I have to say. So I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to it. It's gonna be good.
It's gonna be good. Yeah.
What about you guys?
Oh, it looks really good. I'm really glad we got to see a lot more footage of the new class.
Yes.
The new subclass. And from what we've seen, I called it. As soon as they showed it, it is a form of ice. Like, they're actually saying that it has to do with ice now. Yes, they still call it stasis, but I guess the element of stasis is ice.
Yep.
And there's a lot of combo. It's a lot more like Dog and I have had a conversation of
primer
like,
detonators.
A lot of primer detonator of like Anthem and the Mass Effect games,
yep.
where it looks like certain abilities are going to be able to freeze, other abilities are going to shatter.
Yeah.
And
it's going to be. Yeah, that's cool.
A lot of things, yeah, too. Like, some people are kind of getting this idea that the shattering and the encasing is going to be ability only. It's the function of the abilities that's going to be that way. Like at least I think that's the way it could be. I could be completely wrong when this game comes out and be completely wrong. Mm-hmm. But like, let's say like the throwing knife for the hunter, it could be an encasing move. And then someone else, like the Titan punch, can be the shatter.
Yeah.
You can set up other people to play off of whatever you're choosing your abilities to be, since it's going to be a customizable skill tree.
Yeah, that was highlighted towards the end when it was showing Crucible and the Titan did a super, I presume, move and froze the people who were on point B of Distant Shore. And then the Warlock came in and shattered them. So that was really cool.
The first 10 seconds, they actually have that where the Titan uses super, smashes in a big group of dregs and stuff, and then it's hard to see it, but there's actually a Warlock that throws a Nova Bomb into the group and just shatters them all.
I think it'll be interesting to see how not stasis abilities are impacted, or how they impact stasis. Like, can I tether and, you know, shatter people? It'll be really fun.
It'll be interesting.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, is I would be shocked, and I know we've gotten a small look at some weapons, but I'll be interested to see if there are weapons that cause stasis, you know, abilities or freeze people. So that'd be interesting.
They said that the element of stasis will be added to the weapons. I don't know if they're going to work like the abilities are, but the elemental damage of stasis will actually be there.
I think it's going to work the same. I think it would be silly if it didn't in that way.
I think that at least nice. Like a trace rifle or something like that. Yes.
But then the problem is that you
get, I have a question for the teachers.
Yes, Bill.
How?
We'll get to that in a second.
Nate and I were asking in Discord, and he says it here in chat too. How bad do you think it's going to break PvP?
It's going to be busted the first time you
walk
in. It's
going to be terrible.
There.
But here's the reason.
The first week of trials, is going to be.
This is every game, though. I'm not kidding around. Like, I remember distinctly when Moira came out in Overwatch. And I was playing a lot of Overwatch when Moira dropped. Mm-hmm. And everybody was like, she's broken. She's OP. I can't play against Moira. And the reason is not because she's OP or broken. It's because nobody knows how to play against her
exactly.
yet.
Exactly.
So when all of these drop, it's going to be like, I'm going to run in and do my sniping. And instead of sniping, I'm going to get frozen and shattered into a million pieces. And this controller that I use is going to break. And it's because nobody's going to know how to play against stasis for a week, 2 weeks, whatever. Yep. And then it's going to just be normal for the hardcore piece.
I mean, just remember like back way in D1, when we got our additional subclass, our third subclass.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great example.
No one could deal with hammers or storm trance. I was seeing constantly all the times as soon as that came out, like seventh columns constantly with storm trance.
Yeah,
just no one knew how to counter it.
Yeah, but I
it'll
see
be
what
the same way.
I see what Nate's saying in chat. Like, it's more the freezing mechanic. My instinct will say it's either I don't think it's going to be as fluid as what we're seeing in the trailer. Like, I wonder if it's going to be, are we going to be frozen for 5 seconds? Or are we going to be frozen for 3.5 seconds? Yep. Because if nobody comes quick enough to shatter the us as we're frozen, I'm sorry, I'm so sorry, I'm a child, then we're not going to, we'll probably just thaw, right? And we'll just keep going on our way. Yeah. So and
remember, when we saw Symmetry in the Crucible trailer, or when it was released, that thing looked OP.
Yes. Right.
This looks OP. For all we know, it's symmetry. Yeah. For all we know, the stasis freeze in Crucible could be 3 seconds.
Right.
They never show anything more than that long.
Yep.
Right. Because they want to make it look cool. So I think it will absolutely feel broken for the first couple weeks. And then it'll be like, oh, I know that in 3 seconds, I'm going to, hey, teammate, just protect me for 3 seconds. And then I'm going to, not be frozen anymore.
The biggest thing I would say for the PvP side of it would be that vortex nade. The vortex nade that the hunter threw against two guys before he threw his knife. I'm assuming that's what the vortex nade is going to be. The dome that it kind of created. Mm-hmm. Relatively large. I could see that maybe being drawn back a little bit. Or maybe just the camera was so focused on it that it made it look bigger than what it actually was.
Right.
But that was the only thing I saw that felt like, okay, that was really pretty strong.
So, yeah. We'll see how it goes.
On the freezing.
And Anger said 3 seconds in PvP is forever. It is. That's a long time. But yeah.
I was going to add 3 seconds. 1, 2, 3.
It is a long time.
That's a long time.
You could be sniped. You could be shotgun.
A lot of things could happen to you. But it's not any different than being stuck in blinded by a bubble. It's not any different than being in a tether. We don't know how we're going to be able to counter it. We know that when we get stuck in a tether, we go blah for a second, and then it is recorded, and then we turn to wherever the tether is and we shoot it, and we know that if we shoot it enough, it'll go away. But if we're shooting it, then we're vulnerable to attack while we're not paying attention. So we don't know what the ice could be like. Maybe our allies can shoot. Yeah. Ice, and then it,
or it could
breaks
be
us
like
out of it.
A
I have no
lot
idea.
Of other MMOs or games that have ice effects in them, whereas if you get frozen, you have to rapidly push a button to break out
of
it.
Exactly. Yeah. We don't know what the counter is going to be like. So, I think it's going to be super broken, but I think there's going to be some counters that we're going to figure out pretty quickly.
Yeah. And I mean, who knows? Maybe there's an unfreeze mechanic that your teammates can do to you in PvP. To where, you throw...
What if solar glasses melt it?
That would be interesting.
That would be dope.
That's
what I'm saying. I wonder how some of these other subclasses that we already have are going to interact with the new stuff. It doesn't do that now, but that would be an amazing, addition to the game. It would be stunning. It'd be great.
It's... the supers go though, because I think that's something that would be
the subclasses themselves.
The subclass specifically. As far as the hunter goes, I thought that one was very interesting. It looks like it's a two-shot, 1-2 axe throw, and it kind of looks like, and there's small frames of this where they throw the first one, it kind of encases, and I don't know if it's the second one that necessarily caused an explosion or if it was the first one that just was delayed. But it looked like after that happened, it left a stasis field, kind of a blizzard effect, kind of a whirlwind, almost like the sunspots from the Titan, which I thought was really interesting. And I think that's really great for we don't know how much damage it could do. It could be single point damage, or it could be, field control or ag control. Just do it real quick. Boom, boom. Mm-hmm. Clear that area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hunter's getting their hit scan weapon or supers again.
It ain't hit scan, but we're gonna move on before I get triggered on that.
Throw me out. What are these subclass names and whatnot? Give it to me. Give me the dirt.
So if we want to just go in order of kind of how they showed it in the video, first we had the Warlock, which is the Shade Binder. I think Dog thought it was the Shadow.
Yeah, I saw Shadow first.
Lighter or something.
I said
Shadow
something.
Going blood. Through it real fast.
Shadow what?
Yeah. But they're the title of it is the Fracture of Frost. And that's as soon as I saw Frost, yes, we're getting our ice subclass finally.
Yeah.
from what we don't have a whole lot on the Warlock yet, and I think that's also partially because we're going to be getting a reveal more of it on Tuesday.
September 1st.
But from what we've seen, the Warlock has like an ice staff that they can launch multiple projectiles out at enemies, freezing them. And then it's hard to tell they have... Then they can like shatter by just like raising the staff, a big AoE, kind of like a Nova Warp Pulse looked mm-hmm. like. Also, they have something to consume their nade, I'm guessing. They do the animation where they grip. You see them do the whole grip animation, and normally that's on every subclass has been like devouring the nade or empowering the nade, depends on which class you're on.
Yeah.
Also, their rift can cast stasis,
which I thought was spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is
this warlock sitting in the middle. This makes the rift actually
useful
in PvE. Yes.
Without an exotic, for once.
Yes. I've been saying for a while that the Rift needs iframes or something in its animation. When you're not in I don't care about PvP. But in PvE, there are times where you're low health and you go to cast it, and as soon as you finish that animation cast, you're dead.
Good.
It's a little irritating. Now with this, at least any enemies in within the vicinity of you are going to get frozen, so it's going to help for sure. So I'm really excited about the way that looks. I don't know if we actually saw Warlock actually use a grenade.
No, we did not.
But yeah, from what we've seen, it looks like there might only be three nades. So like every class might have all the same grenades, but we'll see. Because it would be kind of also weird for one class to have the nades to like build walls and stuff, to be able to jump onto stuff, and then the others don't. But we'll see. Because it looks like we're going to need those grenades to traverse in the certain missions and things. Like, what if you don't have that class that has one of those nades in your fire team? Well, you're screwed.
Unless you can like jump like a hunter and just be excellent. Anyway. Radical, which one do you want to talk about?
Well, I'm most excited for the Warlock, actually. That staff looks so dope, man. I can't. I was like, that is it. That is what the Warlock needed it completes the whole picture. It looks so good.
Sweet magic.
Can't deal with it. Oh man, love it. But I mean, Crow just kind of summed up the Warlock pretty well. I think I'll go for the Titan and just talk about that one a little bit. So many of you know that I'm not huge on my Titan currently. I really liked Titan for a long time, and I've just like not been playing my Titan very much. Love the man. He looks great. He's got that slick orange hair and some sick armor, but I've just not really been having a lot of fun. But the Behemoth thing looks pretty cool. The armor, I mean, he looked like, I guess I'm saying he because my Titan's a he, but that Titan looked super dope. He really looked like a behemoth. I mean, he looked like a linebacker, like coming to wreck your day.
Exactly.
Radical with your sports references. but it looked great. Like, I thought the notes we have here says crash like an avalanche, which was cool. You know, he did that cool super in Crucible where he like, I don't know if it was a barrier, but he like launched up into the air and like brought all the stasis with him and then smashed into the ground, just kind of like he was doing a normal.
Yeah.
That was the ice wall nade. That was his ice wall nade.
I have to watch it more, but yeah, that's really cool. So I think that nade is going to cause more problems than being frozen. Especially for someone like me who's a sniper, I'm going to be like, no, I don't have a shot.
What we've seen, though, like that grenade shatters pretty easily when.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. But yeah, no, so that looks pretty cool. And if you guys have watched the trailer more than me, probably I've been a little bit busy, but does the fist become like it? Like become stasis, and he kind of like leads with it, right? That was really cool.
Like a fist of ice. Yeah,
yes. Yeah, that was really neat.
Now, What's really interesting about that is that initially, if you look at the part right before he casts the super, he has two fists of that.
The animation ice of casting it, yeah.
Is two, which makes me wonder, is there a way to maybe change your super where you have two instead of one?
Right, sure. And then maybe it does something a little bit different.
Maybe.
I also wonder if the melee ability is like a frozen fist at first, and then you get like one big wallop, and then it breaks maybe, and then you no longer have the melee ability. So that'll be pretty interesting to see, because we don't really see melee abilities a lot. That's not always something that they show in trailers, because it's, you know, like we kind of take melee abilities for granted, I think. And that's coming from me, and I made a build on my Titan when Shadowkeep dropped called Healing Hands, which was all about that defensive barrier, and I had my melee perk really, really high, and I was just giving people, you know, shields left and right. That'd be pretty cool. So I'm looking forward to seeing more about the Titan, hopefully rejuvenate, you know, some of that love that I have for the Titans.
Yeah.
See, I'm rewatching one of the clips right now, and it looks like the double fist is probably the way you cast it.
Yeah, when he smashes the ground, yeah, too, and then it creates those arcs.
Yeah,
right.
That's cool.
And that could be the initial. But like I said, I think there could be, because there is going to be skill trees. There could very small, could be a way to where you could change it, because it you never know. Maybe there's some sort of way to change your super and make it just a little bit more unique than what we actually have now.
Well, in the original subclasses, we can change what our supers do. So I wouldn't be surprised. Even if it's its own tree, I wouldn't be surprised if there's an option for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I almost kind of like envision like this, the skill tree that we're going to get is going to be very similar to Outrider's skill tree that they have right now that they've shown. I don't know if y'all have seen that, but it's like three separate rows. And I think maybe it may be something similar to that.
Cool. I think that would be dope.
Yep.
Yeah. And I'm watching another clip. Like, it definitely looks like, probably if you're on the ground, you're going to double fist when you initiate the super, but there's another one where he's in midair when he activates, but he only uses one fist.
Yeah.
So for all we know, it could be that, or like we currently have, we have different versions of the supers. Well of Radiance is not Dawnblade.
Yep.
But they're the same subclass. So it wouldn't be odd for them to have different things right off the bat, because they want to add it in to be caught up with the rest of them.
Yeah.
So
Neil, which one did you like the most?
Honestly, like the Hunter one looked really useful, especially when he like threw that blade, that like psi or whatever, and it bounced off the walls. Like that was pretty freaking dope. But honestly, man, just because it fits the Mulehorn Gaming mantra, the Titan, he just goes in there and like he got these walls of ice that just slam up when he slams the ground, and it just looked amazing. It looked amazing. So I've over the years I've slowly migrated from my Hunter main to more of my Titan. So I don't know. I play my Warlock, but it's only so I can get like stuff leveled up faster. You know,
you're missing out. Missing out.
You know, he's like an extra vault for me, basically. but I mean,
would you call him maybe a pack mule?
Yeah. Oh my gosh! I'm upset that I didn't play that one.
But the Titan looks the coolest to me, man. Just like ice fists, dude. That looks freaking awesome. Yeah.
And I did watching as we're talking, kind of what I was saying earlier, that we probably will have different versions of the supers. There is also like they showed the Hunter super where it's a very similar to the knives right now that we have. But there's also an animation where he slams it into the ground.
Yes.
Cool.
It looks like he's in his super for that. So
yeah,
there could be two different versions.
Like exactly. Shatter stuff. Yeah.
And I think that goes with how the Titan has this little Superman punch that he does, and he kind of leaps in the air. Like, it to me, the Titan looks like a combination of Arc, like the bottom Tree Striker and the middle Tree Striker. Because you kind of have both the Superman punch going out, and you have the Striker animations that you have there. And I think it could be very similar for the Hunter, having that two separate kind of things where you have the slam and the throw ability like the knives, and the warlock having something similar to a Nova bomb with the launching of the orbs and Nova warp. I think they're taking their original ideas, and that's how they're making stasis. They're taking kind of the basis of these old subclasses and making something new, and which makes me excited because who knows, they could do something similar to these old subclasses to make them new and fresh and give us Supers 2.0. So it would be really neat.
Yeah,
for sure. I think, you know, we keep saying that it looks like, I'm not going to say the right thing now, the Night Stalker super, where you're I don't ever use it, where you're running around daggering people.
Yeah.
Blade Dancer, got it. What did you say?
Night Stalker.
First of all, I said Night Stalker, and then somebody else said something else, and I was like, no, I said Night Stalker.
Night Stalker is the bow.
Night Stalker is the bow. I know. That's why I was like, I'm not saying the right thing. Anyway, Mule. No, I'm just kidding. I actually feel like, just like Dog was just saying, that it's kind of going back to more like, I'm going to say the wrong thing. Was it, what was it in Destiny 1? What was the Arc 1?
For which class?
For Hunter.
It was Blade Dancer.
Blade Dancer. Okay, so like, it kind of feels like it's going more like that than even, like what we're doing. So, because we kind of still have the blades, but,
The only thing is we never see him really moving around with the blades.
Right.
So
Blade Dancer was dope. I mean, I think people miss it, and I think Bungie knows people miss it. Because, like, Arcstrider's fun. I'll take it.
I love Arcstrider.
Pole dancing's great.
Jam.
Also, you can clip that. But like there was Arcstrider just was like, man, that's the OG, dude. I mean, Blade Dancer.
Yeah, blink.
Yeah. No, I never blink. I never
we forgot.
Blinked.
Apparently, we just always have our eyes open at this point.
Never. Yeah. Anyway, I'm done.
So, guys, any closing thoughts on Gamescom before we wrap this up? Anything you got to get off your chest? I mean, we'll get to that in just a moment.
I've got some stuff, we'll wait till next episode.
Yeah, in the next hour of, Mule Horn Gaming.
Oh, Mike, when he said that, I was like...
You made it 2 hours. Rad in chat. That could have been 45 minutes.
That could have been a half an hour.
Yeah.
Well, half an hour was the WoW stuff, so maybe 45 minutes.
Boy, I got to say this. He kind of downplayed Game Pass to me. Like
he did.
He did.
He did.
There's so much that we're getting with Game Pass, and I felt like it was like, go check out all the great games on Game Pass. Oh, so Ratchet and Clank. And I was just like, come on, man. Like
it could be sponsorships, could be, things like that could be a thing.
I mean, I think it
was the only thing that was PS4 exclusive, wasn't it?
Yeah. I think what it is he's more of a fan of PlayStation, or at least leans that way a little bit. So it's just natural for him not to know that much about Xbox. I don't know.
I don't know. I think he did a good job hosting. I mean, it's such a weird time for these people to do stuff like this, I think, because it's not live. It usually is. It's a little different usually.
Yeah,
but
he's a good host. But, man, like I felt like downplaying that was a little bit of a little jab,
Yeah, maybe.
So,
My single final thought. A remaster of Mass Effect is coming. It's coming. It's coming. I think it's going to come in October, but maybe if they're so stupid smart, which they might not be, why don't you just wait and announce it on N7 Day?
Oh, yes, do it.
It's coming out with the new generation. I said it last year, bjornhorngaming.com/radical, however you get to my stuff. I wrote about my wishes for N7 Day. Remaster is number 2. It's going to happen. There's leaks all over the place. It's going to happen. For all of you who don't know what I'm talking about, by the way, there was a tweet that somebody made recently, and one of the announcements that this person was looking forward to that they had like insider information on was a remaster, and they spelled it R-E-M-A-S-S-T-E-R. So like the word mass is in the middle of that word.
Yeah.
Typo.
Hint.
Remaster. Yeah. Hint.
Sounds like it's coming, baby. Update.
It's coming.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
Yeah. Well, guys, thanks for joining me. Really appreciate y'all's info on Destiny, because y'all are the experts. Y'all are.
We try.
Except for when we don't remember the name of subclasses or anything I saw in the trailer or anything.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, we really appreciate all you guys here watching the live cast, and we also really appreciate all you guys here listening to us on the audio version. If you do like this podcast, make sure you visit MuleHornGaming.com about page to find more great content creators there. If you're looking for swag, head over to the store page on the website as well. And if you would, guys, like us on Facebook, leave us a review on iTunes. You can follow us all on Twitter. Remember, guys, when in doubt, blow it up!
Blow it up!
Blow it up!